It's a Reaction Monday, powered by Superbook Sports. Here's The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, so we have an assortment of guesses as to where Mike Kliss is standing right now. After,
do you want to finalize it? Do we want something online?
No. I'm sick of losing.
Yeah, I love coffee.
Me, yeah, no, I get
it's
it.
Good coffee today.
I
thank
get
you.
It. All right, Mike Kliss, he of the, and we'll get the story behind the video in a second, but let's just straighten something out. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos insider, courtesy of Bet River Sportsbook. Mike, where are you standing right now?
I am sitting on my bed.
I win. Ding, 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 ding. Tyler wins again. He wins again.
Okay, yeah. Why are you sitting on your bed?
Well, you know, if you've... Maybe you haven't seen it, but my office, my home office, where I do 9 News hits on the Broncos, on the sportscast.
Yes.
My desk, the way my bedroom is set up, I have a little nook that's my office. So I'm 3 feet, my office desk, and my camera set up with all my paintings of Joe Namath and Roberto Clemente and Bart Starr and Muhammad Ali is 3 feet from my bed. So I just got done. I just got done with a hit on 9 News, and I just sauntered over and stretched out on my bed.
Nice. Okay. Are you thinking about?
Also,
are you thinking?
Also, I know if I sit in this certain prone position on my bed, I know the reception is good.
Oh, that's perfect.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what you're wearing.
What's the position look like?
No, stop. That's really.
You don't
want to
know. I feel like we should know.
What I want to know.
I think we should know.
Will you be so inclined to drive back out to the airport either tonight or tomorrow morning?
Well, I have a conflict tonight, and so I probably won't make it. You know, they pretty much Kliss-proofed that little terminal there, and it's going to be dark. So the shot I got today. From a similar vantage point, it wouldn't do me any good with my little cell phone.
So well, it's a great story. You want to just walk people through how you got the video of Hackett coming off the plane?
Yeah, I mean, I went out there and figured out when he was landing from Green Bay. And actually, I walked in about a half hour before it was supposed to land. And I came, I just got finished washing my hands in the bathroom, and there was Ray Jackson. And he looked at me like I was a ghost. You know, he didn't know what to do. And Chip Conway was in the lobby. And the next thing you know, then the Broncos web guy, Joe, Paxton Joe, I call him. And he was there. And the next thing you know, they left the lobby and went and got their courtesy SUV, pulled it around the gate, and got, you know, parked out on the tarmac. I tried to, as soon as the plane landed and came in, I tried to come out the door to just take a shot from the door of them, get a clearer shot. But they locked the side door. So I had to take, so that's why I say it was Kliss-proofed. And that door's almost always open. And so anyway, I had to take it from the lobby where I was. And then I tried to get them to stop, and they blew me off. And that's the way it goes. That's the media business sometimes.
Mike, I know you love talking about the menu, so I'm sure you'll let us know as soon as you know if there is dinner tonight. But here's the question. What does it mean if there is dinner? What does it mean if there is not dinner?
I'm pretty sure there's going to be dinner.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I would think he got there. He would have got to Broncos headquarters about noon, and whatever the time it is now, I would think after all that they would spring for dinner since they already sprung for the private jet. And the dinner's not a big deal. What's a big deal is if he gets on a plane back to Green Bay tonight. If that happens and Dan Quinn comes in for a second interview, then this is all just about a second, you know, they're going to do their due diligence and go through the second interview process. Maybe they make the decision between these two. Maybe they wait next week and interview Kevin O'Connell also. But otherwise, you know, if there's no flight back to Green Bay tomorrow, then, you know, and the way these things work is sometimes the first guy in never leaves and there's a press conference the next day.
Right.
That's the way these things have worked in the past. Not sure about this one with George, and far more thorough than it's been in the past. So got to wait and see. I think we're going to find out tonight one way or the other on that.
What are you hearing about Dan Quinn?
Dan Quinn has a second interview and is planning on coming out here for a second interview.
You know when?
But that interview does not have a date or a time. It is it's just kind of open-ended.
Where is he right now? Is he in New York?
He interviewed with the Giants today. So I don't know. I don't know exactly where he is, but he's not here. Nathaniel Hackett is. And, you know, the thinking there with Hackett as the offensive guy is, A, you need an offensive guy. And you know, he's younger. He's kind of he would be the most opposite, not the most opposite, but an opposite of Fangio. He'd be 20 years younger. You know, he's got a little more spunk in his personality, and he's an offensive guy versus a defensive guy. And the thinking with an offensive coach, an offensive minded head coach, is, you know, they have the relationship. The head coach should have a relationship with the quarterback. You know, I'm not sure Vic had a great close relationship with the quarterback. He kind of left that to his offensive coordinators. It's perhaps best if the quarterback and the head coach have a good relationship. Andy Reid and, you know, with Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't have to be that way, but, you know, I think the Broncos are looking. They're looking that quarterback is what's hurt this team. And you saw the game last night. They're a long way from the quarterback that's been ruling their division. And they got it. And a head coach is one small step there. And maybe if this coach, Nathaniel Hackett, is the Broncos coach, when the Packers realize they can't meet the salary cap divide, the large gap they have between their $40 million in the red and Aaron Rodgers' $46 million, that they trade him and the Broncos could be first in line, and Rodgers would say, trade me to the Broncos. You know, maybe that's part of the overall grand scheme. And if that works out, you know, this is a brilliant move. But I think there's still some T's to cross and I's to dot before that happens.
All right, so do you think Hackett gets an offer tonight or no?
I do not want to say. I
what,
just
do
want to say
what do you mean? What do you mean you don't want to say? That's
well,
what we got you
guess.
Here for.
I don't want to guess. I don't want to say. I just want to wait. I want to wait tonight. And so you guys, what do you think? Is he going to get an offer tonight?
I do not think so. If I had to guess, I still think that Dan Quinn's number one. But, I was thinking it was all about dinner on a personal level. You seem to think that they'll go to dinner no matter what. I was feeling like if they went to dinner, that that was going to lead towards an offer. And if they don't go to dinner, then he's probably just going straight home. So, but you feel differently than me. So that makes it interesting.
Yeah, and I would say that the later into the night this goes, without a flight home to Green Bay, the less chance it is for Dan Quinn and the greater chance it is for Nathaniel Hackett. We'll see where George is. You know, I'm going to be on guard for all things. I'm going to be on guard for an offer. Let's put it that way. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. I'm just going to be on guard for it.
If Dan Quinn does come here as he's supposed to, will it be the same way via this private jet sort of deal?
Yeah, I would think so.
All right. I'm just curious how much more stalking is left.
This jet is it's very similar to the jet that George and company, his search committee, used to go out on interviews. And
I've got the flight tracker pulled up right now, yeah. Mike. I'm looking at it. I'll know the second that that plane leaves. I got it on my screen.
Well,
you don't even have to go to the airport. I got it right here.
Is it the same exact plane?
Or I know that it's the same because in Mike's video, it shows the tail number. And yes, the flight that somebody on the text line sent in, it's the exact same tail number.
No, I know. But do they always use the same plane for this, or do they just lease the same type of plane?
No, they do not. There's not a Pat Bowlen plane.
Okay.
That they use all the time. They do lease different ones. That's one thing I found during this exercise.
So you'd have to find flight plans that make sense. Like you had to find a flight plan from Green Bay to Denver.
It'll be the same plane going back. It's just they use different ones at different times.
Would it be the same plane going back? Really?
Yes. Logically, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, but we could look for flight plans from that would have to be filed from Green Bay to Denver then, theoretically. Or Denver to Green Bay, rather.
Right. Right.
So, okay. I don't know what we're doing here, Mike.
Hey, I'll keep hitting refresh. I'll let you guys know.
All right. All right, Mike, anything else we should know? I mean, any significant reasons why guys were ruled out, why it came down to this crew?
That is interesting that they did all this, and it kind of came down to the top two again, right? After all that,
mm-hmm.
kind of wound up back where they started at. Kevin O'Connell did, I think, probably emerged maybe through the interview process. He came up there. I think it came down to the guy with experience as a head coach. Or a couple of young offensive coordinators, to kind of build the roster around, to build the team around going forward. That's the thinking that George Payton had going in is which way does he want to go? Does he want to go with the safest would be Dan Quinn. He's got the resume. He's got the experience. You know what he's about. They have a relationship. He knows how to get a team to the Super Bowl. But the priority on this team is offense. And do you go the other direction from what you've had from the previous two coaches? And so George was deliberating on that. And we'll see if he's soon to end the deliberations or not here. And I would think within a few hours.
All right. Very exciting. Hey, by the way, is today your birthday?
It is.
Oh.
Look at the texter knowing
happy
that.
Happy birthday to Mike. Are we going to ask the age?
No.
I mean,
no.
Doesn't everybody want to know?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I want to know.
You can ask them.
Yeah. How many
can I count
people
that
out
I...
there spend their 63rd?
63rd, there you go.
63.
Staking out coaches getting off Learjets at the local airport.
Yeah, that'd be nobody, as I was trying to point out, that's how you decide to spend your 63rd birthday. That is... it's awesome. And it's awesome and pathetic at the same time.
I feel like I've wasted my life.
All right.
And hopefully there's another chapter.
Just getting started, Mike.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
All right. See you guys.
Talk to you later.